Hi, is this James?
Yes.
Hey, James. My name is Jeremy, calling with Midwestern Van Lines. How are you today?
Good. And you?
Very good, thank you. We got your online request. Were you still looking for some assistance with the move?
We were just trying to find out what we're up against as far as moving to from Kansas to Colorado.
Gotcha. Hey, we're happy to help. One of our home bases is out of Colorado here, so hopefully we can get you a good deal. We'd definitely love to throw a hat in the ring. Have you ever moved to Midwestern before or no?
No.
Okay, no worries. We're a family-owned and operated carrier, but we are a national carrier, so it would be us handling the whole move for you from beginning to end. Day of the move, we got a date of the 25th of this month, April. Is that a day, is that when you need the pickup to be, basically 2 weeks from today?
The 25th of April? No.
Okay, when would you?
That's one of our problems right now. We are going to close, we hope, on the 4th of May.
Oh, all right.
Or the 11th, my wife just tells me.
Okay.
So
is that on,
it would be
that's on
after
the end,
that.
That's in Kansas. You're talking about the closing date there for when you're selling your home?
No, for closing on the one in Colorado that we're buying.
Gotcha. Okay.
We're keeping the one in Kansas for right now. We're not selling it. So it's not a problem on this end. It's selling.
So we can't make a delivery before the 11th over there is what you're saying, right?
Yes, and so what we're looking at right at the moment, it is approximately what it would cost us to move, and then
sure.
as soon as we know a little bit more about time wise, then we would get back with you and set it up, because some of us are going to have to stay here for a while, and I've got a daughter that lives in Grand Junction that would be able to meet and work on it. On that end.
No worries at all. And if you like our price and want to go with us, you don't even have to wait for that. We give you date change flexibility. So as long as you give us at least a week out on a date change, that's no problem. You know, you can always book it.
Well,
worry about the
we're not going to be that tight to worry about that. A few days is not going to make
sure.
any difference to us.
Perfect. So let's talk about getting you that quote then. Are you planning on having all your boxes packed and ready to go on move day, or do you need us to do that on arrival?
We would like to have you pack.
Sure. We can do that, no problem.
What we really would like is a quote both ways. Whether we did.
Gotcha. So let's talk about the boxes at the end then, so that'll concern both of those options. First, take me through what furniture, what items are non-boxable that we'll be moving, please.
Well, we've got a living room set, couch and recliners, that type of thing.
Let's start in the living room then. So sorry to be specific.
Okay,
why don't I let
my wife give you that information? She's
sure.
better at it.
No
so
problem.
Here, I'll let you talk to Mary.
Sure.
Hello.
Hi, Mary. How are you this evening?
I'm just pretty fine, thank you. Who are you with?
Sure. Good question. I'm Jeremy with Midwestern Van Lines. We're a national carrier, but we're family-owned and operated. We've been around for almost 20 years.
Uh-huh. Okay.
So I was just speaking with your husband about getting you guys a quote. What we were up to is just to get an idea of exactly what pieces of furniture we're going to be moving so we can give you as accurate as possible a quote, because at the end of the day, it's based on how much truck space is used for your move. So, he was starting to tell me about the living room. If you're okay with starting there, just tell me what doesn't go in a box, and we'll talk about boxes at the end.
Okay, and the living room would be two short couches, what they call love couches, and a recliner, clock.
Hold on one sec. Let me just get all this in here. All right, I'm with you.
You got the grandfather clock?
Mm-hmm.
And sort of a buffet type thing.
Gotcha.
Flat screen television.
Approximately how big?
I believe this one's maybe a 50-inch.
And do you have a box for it, or do you need us to bring a box on move day to pack that?
No, I don't have a box for it. And there will be two of them, but I'll give you the other one when you ask me more.
Perfect.
And also there would be a coffee table.
Okay.
And then one lampstand and a kind of a little chair with a recliner. Or not a recliner, an ottoman. A glider chair.
Gotcha.
And
thank you.
And two small lamp tables, very small, like a foot wide by 3 feet long or something.
Gotcha.
That's the living room. And did you need anything on pictures on the wall, or do we do something with those?
Well, with the pictures, we'll estimate those in boxes, but you can just tell me while you're in there looking at how many pictures are there and whether they're small, medium, large.
Okay, I don't know what you call large.
Large is bigger than a movie poster, we consider. I'm just looking to estimate. You know, you don't have to go crazy.
Okay, they would be, the biggest one is about 3 feet by 3 feet, let's say.
Okay, and how many do you have in there?
One that size, and then a mirror about, I don't know, 2 by 3.
Okay. Thank you.
And a couple of lamps, 3 lamps, 4 lamps, but they're not large, you know, not huge large. They set on top of something.
Got it. All right. So what room are we going into now?
Okay, I guess the bedrooms, there are 3 of them, so there would be a couple of beds.
What size beds are we talking about?
These would be queen.
And one in each bedroom, or this is just the first bedroom, or what?
Okay, we're only taking, Jim said, my husband said, a couple of them, so they would be one in each bedroom.
Okay, 2 of them total. And what other furniture are we bringing from the bedrooms?
Okay, there would be a rocking chair and a kind of a high boy type of a dresser.
Yep, I know exactly what you mean.
And then head of the bed, and it's got kind of 2 nightstands that attach to it.
I know what you mean. Mm-hmm.
And that would be about it in this bedroom. And the other one would be another head of the bed and 2 nightstands that have drawers in them that attach to the bed. And jewelry armoire and small bookcase. Then in the office, there is a desk, and it's in 2 pieces. And it has a 3rd piece that sits on the top.
Oh, Hutch, I gotcha.
Mm-hmm.
Give me one sec. And by 2 piece, it's like an L shape, or is it just a long 2 piece straight?
It's an L shape.
Got it.
And it
and
comes
a chair with
apart.
It?
I suppose one.
Okay. Got it. What else in the office?
There's a long table, like a. It's not a fancy thing. It folds. One long folding table.
Gotcha.
With one chair that goes with, and then another. Grandfather clock.
All right, got it.
I guess that would be it for that. And then in the dining area, there's a long glass top table, dining table, with 4 chairs.
Okay, got it.
And then there's a large mirror. I suppose, I don't know, if it may be 5 by 3.
Gotcha.
Okay, that's just about all the furniture up here.
Okay.
Then we go down to the basement. Now, as far as kitchen, what did you want me to do with stuff?
Well, we'll talk, if it's all stuff that should be going in boxes, we'll talk about boxes once we get through all the furniture.
All right. So I told you two beds upstairs, and there's a third bed, but I think we won't worry about it. Let's see. There's another couch.
Three-seater or love-seater what?
This one's a three-seater.
Okay.
And then there is a, I don't know what to call it, a chair with an ottoman. It's a big, wide, it's not a really a one-and-a-half person chair. It's about a...
like a armchair, overstuffed chair.
Yeah.
All right, with an ottoman, gotcha.
And there are two tables down here.
Like end tables or coffee tables or what?
No, these are dining tables.
Oh, okay. Do we have chairs with them too?
Yes, four and four.
Got it.
And then there are three, what do I want to call them? They're at a bar. The chairs that go at a bar.
Bar stools.
Yes.
All right. And how many?
And there are three, four of them.
Gotcha. All right.
And then I have two knick-knack kind of hutchy things down here.
Okay. Are they glass or just all wood or what?
They have glass in the front of them, but they are wood.
And are the glass pieces removable, or are they part of the door? The whole piece will need to be, you know, wrapped because it's fragile.
They could be removed, I think.
Okay, that just means I'm just trying to figure out what packing we need to do to get it there safely, because it's easier, obviously, that if we just pull the glass out and wrap the glass pieces separately, or have you do that if you're doing more of the packing versus, you know, having to specially crate the whole piece as like it's a china cabinet, you know?
Yeah.
All right.
And then
gotcha.
There's a tall bookcase and a grandmother clock. Let's see. Another kind of a three-shelf bookcase. And then there are three clocks or lampstands. And then about a 32-inch flat-screen television.
And will we need to bring a box for that one, too?
Yes.
Okay. No problem.
And then there's a unit that's got a stereo in it, and then it's got shelves that the TV sets.
Is it like an entertainment center?
Sort of, maybe. It's got a stereo on one end of it and shelving with a glass front in the other end of it.
Oh, like a wall unit, would you call it?
It's not really a wall unit. It's not very tall, maybe 2.5 foot or so.
So it sounds more like an entertainment center.
Okay, and then two big stereo speakers that stand maybe 30 to 36 inches.
And same question about the glass pieces in the last entertainment center. Are they removable, or is the glass part of it, or what?
I believe it can come out.
Perfect.
It's a full glass door.
Okay.
And then a small jewelry thing that stands on legs, and it's about probably 4 foot tall.
Okay.
And then there's a cabinet of pictures. It stands about 4 foot tall. It's got shelves.
Gotcha.
And let's see. I gave you the couch and the chair with the ottoman. So there are three recliners.
All right.
Besides.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's everything in here. I've got a tall mirror that just stands, one tall lamp that just stands, a chest of drawers, then a very tall bookcase. And another, I don't know what to call it a hutch, but it doesn't have a top on it. It's more like a desk size thing. It's an antique
thing. Busy night.
And boy, I would think so. Okay,
gotcha.
And then that takes care of pretty much that. I've got a bar here that stays because it's attached, and it's got some dishes in it that either I or you will pack, depending on what your quote.
Okay. And it was, I'm sorry, what was it, a piece of furniture that it was in? I'm sorry.
It's attached. It's a,
it's like a built-in. Gotcha. Okay.
And then there will be about about 4 to 5 of the big plastic totes that are files.
Mm-hmm.
And I have a small deep freeze and one about a 13, what do you call them, cubic foot or refrigerator. It's not very tall. It's about 5 foot tall. It's a tiny,
gotcha.
Not tiny, but small. And washer and dryer. They're a combination. They're never to be tipped forward or backward, only from side to side, because they're doubles.
Okay. We can handle that.
Okay. And then there's, I told you, a small deep freeze.
Yep.
And that's about it.
Perfect. Any patio stuff? I always ask everyone. Everyone always forgets what's outside.
There will be a patio, let's say one patio table.
Okay. Any chairs or no?
It's a unit. It's like a hexagon. It's going to have to be taken apart. So I don't know for sure what we'll end up doing with that.
Should I add it on for now or leave it off for now or what?
Let's leave it off for now.
Okay, no problem. So at this point then, everything else, either we're going to be packing in a box on move day when we get there, or you're going to have ready to go in a box. Am I correct?
Yes, depending on what you quote to me, what I decide.
Of course, and I'll quote you both options, and you can always do a mixture of both, but we'll give you both for now.
Okay.
So, and obviously, if you do the packing, we'll update a few days before and get an exact count and be as accurate as possible. If it's up to us to do the packing, then we'll overestimate right now and do our best to be as accurate as possible. But because we don't go by weight, which is a lot better, you know, the DOT mandates every company has to either go by weight or cubic feet. We give you both options, but we always recommend cubic feet because it gives us the ability to give you a much more accurate estimate, and we overestimate. So if anything, you know, the goal is to have, you know, this be top-line estimate, not a low ball or anything. So
okay.
Box-wise, we're moving for how many people?
Two.
Two? Okay, so my system is going to put you, just based on your inventory size of the home and amount of people, is going to estimate you at 80 to 90 boxes. Obviously, that's a mixture of all different sizes, you know, picture boxes, small, medium, large, and also I was going to ask, do you need or intend on using wardrobe boxes for hanging clothes or no?
Well, yeah, I suppose so.
Okay, each one normally takes up about 3 feet of closet space. How many would you estimate right now you'd need?
Okay, these are double closets.
Okay.
So they're all 6 foot long at least, and a couple.
And how
of
many
them
do you have?
Well.
And obviously, we'll try to fit as much as we can in there.
Okay, five of them.
Five. So 2, 4, 6. 8, so 10, we'll say you want to say 11 just to be safe?
That would be fine.
All right. And then, so I'll incorporate that. Do you feel comfortable with that estimate? Let's say 90 boxes, assorted sizes, including those, or do you think that's too many, too few? What are your thoughts on that?
I don't know what to tell you on that.
Okay. In all honesty, that should be fairly accurate, and 10, 20 boxes up or down really is pretty negligible in the overall move, you know. So
okay.
It's not a place to be really concerned about. Also, we'll do what's called a full pack, so it's not even about the box count. Some companies go, you know, and we give you both options, but when you're doing a full pack like this, it's much better to just do a flat rate per cubic foot that entails all the materials, boxes, everything, instead of being nickeled and dimed versus exactly how many boxes it is. That doesn't even matter if we're doing the full pack. So let me get total this up for you. We'll go with 90 total boxes just to be safe, including those wardrobes. It's looking like that basically, and I don't know, have you guys ever made a move like this with what you're moving now before or no?
We have moved, but we always have done it in our own U-Haul.
Oh, so I was going to say, oh, go ahead.
We came with the biggest U-Haul.
I was going to say that's exactly what I'm estimating you at. The biggest you can get from U-Haul is a 26-foot straight truck. That's actually what we'd be coming in for the pickup, one of our 26-footers, not a U-Haul, obviously, one of our own trucks. So that just to put contextually how much space we're quoting you based on, it's a guaranteed quote for that amount of space.
Okay.
It's 1,860 cubic feet is what that turns out to be. So that'll be on the quote. And it doesn't matter how much it all ends up weighing. As I said, that's not a concern for this, so it's much more straightforward. Are you or anybody, and I'm talking about discounts now, which I already have a few I can use, are you or anybody involved in the move in the military or your husband or a veteran, AAA member, teacher, first responder, senior, any of those?
My husband is a veteran.
Oh, thank you very much for his service. So I have a discount we can offer you for that, and I have a couple other we can apply to. Can I just quickly put you on hold for one sec, Mary, get everything worked out on my end, and I'll come right back to you with both quotes.
All right.
Thank you. Hold on one sec, please. Are you still with me?
Yes, I am.
Thank you. Sorry about the wait. I got everything worked out for both quotes, though, so I wanted to double-check everything and make sure it's all worked out perfectly here. Let me just first tell you what's included in either quote. We are a full-service carrier. It would be us handling the move from beginning to end, our guys, our trucks in-house. We do all the loading and unloading, of course. All the blanket and pad wrapping is included for all of your furniture, and all taxes, tolls, labor, insurance coverage, fuel. There's no hidden fees. Everything's included in our quote. The first quote I'll give you is with the full pack. That's, you guys don't have to do anything. You don't have to pack a box, buy a box, cover a mattress. We do everything. All of the glass we were talking about, we remove, we wrap. Any pictures, we remove, we wrap. And this is a guaranteed quote. As long as it fits in a 26-foot straight truck, it is guaranteed to be included in this price, whether that means needed to be crated, whatever it is. This is for any and all materials and full packing. We're able to get your total to $85,38.36. That would be the entire move for you.
$8,538.36?
Exactly.
Okay.
Was that within the budget you guys were hoping to hit, or were you still looking to not have, you know, do some packing and bring it down?
Okay, give me
sure.
The meat pack.
Of course. Yeah, I already sent you both quotes and the pack. If you were going to be doing, we still would be bringing the two TV packing boxes, but assuming you're going to have all the other boxing done, packed, ready to go when we get there on move day, your total would come to all the way down to $65,31.08.
Okay.
And both of those prices are, as I said, for a full 26-footer. So if you're comparing us with other companies, keep that in mind. A lot of companies will give you less space than you need in the initial quote and then up it later. So if you see someone giving you way less cubic footage than we are, that should, you know, be a red flag. It sounds like you're going to need about that much space.
Okay. And you said you're with Midwestern Van Lines?
Exactly.
And you have 23 years experience?
No, we've been around for almost 20 years. Sorry. Close enough. But, yeah, not me personally. I've been here for about 7 years. But all of our guys have been in the moving business for a bunch of years. It's all family-owned and operated and done in-house, so you're never waiting on hold. First of all, if you book with us, you'd have me as a direct contact with my direct number throughout the process, but you'd never be waiting on hold on some corporate line to get someone on the phone.
Okay. And what is your name?
My name's Jeremy. And your husband had mentioned to me date-wise for pickup that it would need to be somewhere leading up to the 11th. That's your closing date on the new home, and that obviously delivery couldn't be before then. Am I right?
Right, because I am unclear as to they have 7 days beyond that closing date. I'm unsure if they are figuring on needing that. But as soon as I know
okay.
that, I will be with you.
Perfect. And what I had told your husband, too, is all of that is, you know, obviously in the moving business, a lot of times people are dealing with closings and banks and lawyers. You know, we know all of those dates can change a little bit. So if you book it with us, you don't have to worry. There's no penalty if you called us and said, you know, hey, delivery needs to be back a few days. We offer up to a month free storage if you need to use it anyway. And besides that, day change flexibility for pickup is not a problem. So if you did book it with us, we take a fully refundable deposit of about a third. Do you have an idea of which way you're leaning, towards more packing it yourself or doing it, having us do the heavy lifting or what?
Probably we would do with you guys doing the packing, so we would probably go 85-38. How long do I have now to think on this before I let you know?
Oh, sure. Well, we guarantee we'll hold a spot for you for 24 hours, so I can put, you know, the truck space out and hold it till then. We'll always honor it as long as we have the space for you. But, you know, a larger move like yours, you want to be booking about a month out. You know, as you get past that, it can be a little iffy. And, again, that's why we have a good, you know, flexible deposit policy. We're not looking to trap you in a corner or anything. When you leave your deposit, which would be $28,1642, then you pay half the balance at pickup and the other half at delivery. That initial deposit is fully refundable up until 7 business days before your move.
We get it back if something happens.
If you, for any reason at all, if you need it, and we give you that in writing, by the way. We have a credit card authorization form that we send you where we ask you to initial that you understand that and that we agree to that too. So we're bottom line, we're not looking to keep your money if we're not moving you.
Okay. Well, I'll give you a card then.
Awesome. First, let me just get what is your pickup address here in Kansas?
Lenora, Kansas. Are you familiar with Kansas at all?
I'm on the Denver end, but I was just asking what the exact pickup address is here. Yeah.
Okay,
so we can get everything.
It's 330 South Main Street. And it doesn't have any numbers. It's a gray house with white trim, and there's our three houses in the block, but we'll closer to time, worry about getting
sure.
you here.
Yeah, and we have GPS and everything, so we're not going to get so lost. Well, I'm sure we'll be able to get there. It's a private home, of course, right?
Yes.
All right, and can you spell the city for me?
Lenora, the woman's name, Lenora.
And that is 67645, right?
Right.
Is this a house number or a cell that we're talking on now or what?
It's a house number.
Okay. Do you have a cell? Obviously, we want to contact where we can get you on the other end, too.
It would be 785-567-7171.
Perfect. Thank you.
And what is your phone number, please?
Sure. It's 720-330-0453. And you guys have the drop-off address handy right now?
The drop-off address would be 639 Huntington, and that's H-U-N-T-I-N-G-T-O-N,
mm-hmm.
Road.
Okay, and that's Fruitvale, Colorado, 81504?
Yes.
Perfect. All right. So the deposit amount will be the $28,1642, and we can do that on Visa, MasterCard, or Discover. Which way did you want to use? Go.
It's the MasterCard.
Okay. Go right ahead.
54-24-18-12-53-76-2749.
Okay, and the expiration?
Is 5 of 21.
And the code on the back, please.
711.
And is it your name or your husband's or either or on the card?
James A. Raleigh.
And is your pickup address in Kansas the billing address for the card?
The billing address for the card is Post Office Box 104.
Okay, and same city, state, zip?
Yes.
Okay. All right. So are you in front of a computer right now or not at the moment?
Not at the moment.
Oh, all right. So I have, let me make sure I have the email correct here. I have jamesarowley@hotmail.com. So first and foremost, thank you for choosing Midwestern. We definitely look forward to helping you with your move. We're going to obviously have some contact between now and then. So let me just go over a couple things first. So I'm going to send you the most recent quote. So I sent you already two versions, the first two you requested, but just you can delete those or put them aside because this one will reflect your payment, so you have record of that. It will also show your exact pickup and drop-off addresses, which weren't on the other. This will be with the full pack option included, as we discussed. At the very, very bottom of the quote, when you have a chance, click on the link. It'll open up. You can look over everything, and at the very bottom, you'll see, first of all, your whole list of your inventory, so you can refer back to that and know if there's any changes going forward, which we're happy to make. We will be calling you a few days before the settled on move date anyway, so you can give us an update if need be then. But there is an electronic signature at the bottom. You just click on the link. A pop-up comes up. You put in your name, email, hit accept, you or your husband. I have both of your names on the contract. And that's done. I'm also going to send over an authorization form, as I described before, for the credit card. Basically, it's done securely online. You just enter the same exact information you just gave me, and also you initial and sign the cancellation policy, which I just told you about, and it'll ask you to upload a picture of the front and back of the card and front of the ID just for verification purposes. I'm going to send you all that right now. You don't have to sit down and do that this very moment. You can do it tomorrow when you have a chance. No worries at all. I know I just gave you a whole bunch of information, so if you need to give me a call back, have me go over any of that tonight, tomorrow. I'm not going anywhere. That's my direct number. Feel free to give me a call, and I'll go over it again.
Okay.
Did I lose you anywhere there, Mary?
No.
Perfect. Okay, so that's all done first and foremost. I just need those two things back from you when you have a chance, all done electronically, and I'm sending them both to that email. Right now, I'm going to set the move date, unless you prefer a different date to be set, as the 9th/10th. This is going to be most likely a two-day event because of the packing, so we want to leave ourselves a two-day window to get it all done on your end in Kansas. Would the 9th/10th be okay for the moment? And you can adjust that as plans solidify.
May 9th to the 10th.
Just as a placeholder for the pickup. You can tell me two different dates if you prefer. I'm just thinking that would probably be a good area to be looking right at the moment.
Okay. What about the following week?
Oh, sure. Yeah, I just figured you wanted it to be picked up before the – I'm not talking about the delivery. I'm talking about the pickup in Kansas. But, yeah, the following week's fine too. Do you want to set it for 16, 17 of May?
All right, let's do that.
Sure. Just as a placeholder, like I said, you can adjust this anytime. There's no penalty. We just like to pick something so we have you on the horizon and we know around when it's going to happen. We assume, you know, you can adjust it. It's not a problem. So I'm going to actually, just to overload your inbox, resend it again with the proper dates that we just talked about on there. But besides that, we're all ready to go. Everything's set and ready to go. If for any reason those end up being the exact dates, the protocol is that we call you a few days before for a quality assurance call. You can update anything you need to at that point. And then you would, of course, get a day call the day before we're coming to let you know the time window we're going to arrive for your pack day. Again, thank you for choosing Midwestern. I know I gave you a whole bunch of information, so feel free to call me back if you have any questions at all. I'm still your main contact, so I'm here to help.
Okay, Jeremy, thank you so much.
Hey, it was a pleasure speaking with you both, and we look forward to helping you out with the move. Talk to you soon.
All righty.
Bye.
Bye-bye.